Thank you. Oh yeah, welcome to Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff. And if you were listening to last week's show, you'll have heard that I'm on holiday at the moment. So what I've done is make two shows, going through the alphabet and playing someone in whose name begins with each letter. And last week we did A to M, so this week we start with N, and that was Robert Nighthawk getting us off. It's from the 3-CD set, and this is Maxwell Street, which is the street recordings made for Mike Shea's 1964 documentary film about Chicago's Maxwell Street. And I think it's all been pulled down now. Well, on with the alphabet from N to O, and we have Omar and the Howlers.
Mississippi, don't know when. Delta rocked his cradle, the blues within. Daddy played the guitar, taught him rock the blues. The boy left for Memphis to pay some dues. Something in the boy had to get out. The boogeyman. Up in Detroit, Hastings Street, everybody danced when they heard that beat. Boogie chillin' made history. So began his legacy. Stop the boogie man. Man.
Still be boogie all night long. Boogie.
and the Howlers with Boogeyman, the title track from their 2004 album, their tribute to John Lee Hooker. Great stuff, really like that. Well, even though I'm going through the alphabet, I'm still trying to keep the same format of the show, with some modern, some old, some in between. And I'm going to go back in time now. So P is for Charlie Patton. Fabulous Charlie Patton. The first song he ever recorded in Richmond, Indiana in June 1929. That was Mississippi Bow Weevil Blues. Well, I was going through the alphabet and doing quite nicely, I thought, and then I got to Q. I thought, oh dear, where do we go here? And then I remembered I do have one track on one compilation album by a guy whose name begins with Q. This is Doug Quattlebaum.
Find your trail. Well, use one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I hide my shoe somewhere near your shirt tail. Well, you sleep in my kitchen, eat up all my bread. As soon as I left home, started cutting up in my bed. Yeah, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I hide my shoe somewhere near your shirt tail. Well, I take a new downtown,
paid your doctor bill. Now I get a little trouble and you're trying to get me killed. Yeah, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Well, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Said you sleep in my kitchen, eat up all my bread. Soon as I left home, started cutting up in my bed. Yeah, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Yes, you is one black rat, baby. Someday I'll find your trail. Yeah, you is one black rat. Someday I'll find your trail. Yes, I hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt.
Doug Quattlebaum with You Is One Black Rat, written by Memphis Minnie and Ernest Lawlers. He recorded it in Philadelphia in November 1961. It's interesting, I looked him up. He first recorded in 1953, and then not again until July 61, and then again in November 61, and then he seems to have stopped recording altogether. But he has the dubious distinction of being the only name in my blues collection beginning with Q. Doug Quattlebaum. Well, on to R then, and I thought of all sorts of people for this, and I almost went for Jimmy Rushing, but in the end I thought, no, let's switch the tone to kind of classic Chicago. This is Otis Rush.
Love you. me, baby. But now you're running around with the boys. You say you was gonna leave me, baby. You was gonna appear out of Chicago, Illinois, my old fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Yes, when you were loving me, baby. At the time, little girl, I didn't love you.
Classic Otis Rush, recorded in Chicago at the end of December 1965. And if you're listening on headphones, that sax solo came blasting in on the left-hand channel. Great stuff, though. Otis Rush. Right, on to S. And I'm going to change the style slightly, although the time is only a couple of years earlier. The guy is J.D. Short, and the track is Fighting for Dear Old Uncle Sam.
Thank you. cost a million dollars. Boy, now you know where the army is. If I'm president one now, salute, salute, tell them that I tell you. If I'm president one now, salute, salute, tell them, boy, that I tell you. There's a little piece of paper there on the side. Time to send your wife home a lobby chair.
Terrific stuff, J.D. Shores and Fighting for Dear Old Uncle Sam, recorded in St. Louis in July 1963, just 3 months before he died, in fact. And he was Big Joe Williams' cousin. They did an album together called Staving Chain Blues. Fabulous, I'll dig some of that stuff out when I'm not going through the alphabet. Well, from S to T, of course, and I'm going to come right up to date now. This is the fabulous Derek Trucks Band.
Thank you.
Derek Trucks Band with Days Is Almost Gone, from his latest album, Already Free. It's a great album. Saw him live when he toured as one of Eric Clapton's band a few years ago. Absolutely knockout. If you get a chance to see him, rush to do so. I gather he's over here at the moment, over in Britain again, but I've missed him this time, so Derek Trucks Band. OK, from T to U, and I could only really think of one person with you. This is James Blood Ulmer.
Well, somebody made a mistake when they said life was a bowl of fruit. You know I had to go downtown and pawn my last suit. Well, I could see I was born to lose, and for me there ain't no escape from the blues. I haven't seen or heard from my woman since the last day I got paid. She said, son, if you ain't got no money, I ain't gonna hang around and be your maid. Well, I can see I was born to lose. For me, there ain't no escape from the blues. Got to go to the welfare office. You know I got to get myself a few stamps so I can get myself a cup of coffee. Well, you know I see I was gonna lose, and for me there ain't no escape from the blues. Well, I ain't got no rent to pay. I ain't got no job. Well, I could see I was going to lose, and for me there ain't no escape from the blues.
James Blood Ulmer, and that was him doing the feedback, not me. No Escape from the Blues, the title track from his 2003 album. And again, I'm not sure I've got anybody else beginning with you, so it was a good job I had a couple of his albums. Well, from the rather raw sound of James to the silky smooth sound, this is Eddie Vinson with Juicehead Baby.
7-course meal. She'd rather drink whiskey than eat a 7-course meal. When she's loud and rowdy, I worry when she's quiet. It's getting darn expensive to keep up a whiskey diet. I took her to a doctor, and this is what he said: there ain't no pills gonna help her. She's just a natural whiskey head. I've got those juice head blues.
Eddie Vincent and Juicehead Baby, recorded in France in March 1969, and I got two reasons for playing this one. A, I really like Eddie Vincent and his name begins with V, but B, on guitar there was T-Bone Walker, and I wanted to sneak some of that in. And people who know me can't believe that I'm not putting T-Bone Walker in the W slot, but I wanted to leave that for this guy. This is Muddy Waters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yeah. Greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. Man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Stone. Man, child.
country man. The line I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to you, woman, in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man?
Knows what they say there. Muddy Waters and Manish Boy, from what was effectively his comeback album in 1977, Hard Again, produced by Johnny Winter, and that was Johnny Winter shouting in the background all the way through. So, all the way through the alphabet, even managed a Q, and we get to X. And I have to say, I don't have any blues people starting with X. It's the only letter in the alphabet that I couldn't manage. Well, I thought, since we're doing the alphabet, I thought I'd play this in place of X. This is Blind Willie McTell and A to Z Blues.
Look at here, mama, can't get along. Honey, I really tried to treat you right. Now, when I come in from work, darling, and give you my check, you want to raise sand, fuss and fight, get a chance to stay out all night. You left last night at 8, says you're going to the show. Come sliding home at 4. Then you come sliding in this morning soon, just about at 4. Then you're drunk, got all my money too. Come here, girl, let me tell you what I'm gonna do to you. I'm gonna cut your head 4 different ways, baby, long, short, deep, and wide. When I get through spreading the rhythm with this rusted black handled razor, you're gonna be mapped out for an ambulance ride. I'm gonna cut A, B, C, D in the top of your head. That'll be treating you nice, sugar, and you ain't gonna be dead. Cut E, F, G right across your face. H, I, J, K, that's where running mountain take place. Cut L, M, N, both of your arm, sell your drink and pedal sugar your whole life long. I'm gonna cut O, P, Q. That'll be trouble too, cause I'm gonna grab your mama and turn you every way but loose. Good RST, they hear you cry. That'll be the last time tears will run from both of your eyes. I'm gonna cut UVW under the bottom of your feet. Last time you walk up and down 25th Street, I'm gonna mark you across the bosom with XYZ. Wanna get through with these alphabets, you quit your messing with me.
Blind Willie McTell, A to Z Blues, and it's from his last session recorded in Atlanta in September 1956. And the guy that recorded it threw it in the attic and forgot all about it, and several years later went back to all the stuff that he'd recorded, and the only one that had survived was the McTell session. Thank goodness for that. Okay, we didn't have an X, but we do have a Y. This is Jimmy Yancey. tremendous stuff, absolutely tremendous. Jimmy Yancey with Bison Blues, recorded in Chicago in April 39. And everything he played, no matter what key it was in, he ended with that funny sort of motif in E-flat, even if he was in a different key. Bizarre. Sadly, he died in 1951, aged 57. Well, this has been Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is www.nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. There you'll find the playlist, links to artists, and links to previous shows. You can email me, cliff@nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. And should be back to normal next week. I should be back from holiday, and so it should be a kind of normal programme rather than going through the alphabet again. It's interesting, I could have gone through with lots of different people. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. But I'm leaving you today with Rusty Zinn and the Big Eye from his 2000 album, The Chill. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll join me again for another hour of Nothing But The Blues.